Let's now cross over to Gaza and talk to our correspondent, Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, thanks for being with us. What more can you tell us about the latest Israeli aggression?
Yes, Mahtab, just after midnight, Israeli warplanes carried out at least four airstrikes on several areas in the Gaza Strip. One airstrike on northern Gaza and one in northwest Gaza, one central Gaza and one in southern Gaza. No injuries were resulted due to these airstrikes. Two of the attacks directly targeted a training camp for Hamas's military wing, the Al-Qassam brigades. What's really interesting about the airstrikes is that they're taking place around the anniversary, the second anniversary of Israel's 2014 war on the Gaza Strip. People in Gaza are still reeling from that war that took the lives of around 2,200 Gazans, including hundreds of women and children. Around 15,000 people were also injured, including many with permanent disabilities. The attacks took place while people were heading to the mosque to pray. These are the last few days of the holy Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, and it's a time where people, you know, go for spirituality and remember their religion memorize the verses of the Holy Book of Quran, and all of a sudden you get these explosions. Kids were on the street, women on the street, you know, going to study Quran while these airstrikes took place. It just shows that this is a barbaric attack by Israel, and it was aimed at hurting people. Thank goodness nobody was hurt, at least so far.
What about Israel's claim that Tel Aviv's claim that rockets were fired from the besieged territory? Actually, it's trying to claim that this was a provoked attack. Do you have any information on that?
Well, Mahtab, Israel does not need a reason to attack Gaza. It was proven dozens of times before that false alarms were raised by the Israeli military about rockets being fired from Gaza, and they apparently retaliate by attacking the Gaza Strip. The last time they killed an elderly woman and a child. Israel did report that a rocket was fired from Gaza and hit the Israeli town of Ashdod, north of the Gaza Strip. But that doesn't give Israel the right to attack civilian areas in Gaza. We're talking about Israel attacking a training camp for Hamas. Well, Gaza is a very small piece of territory, and every time you fire a bullet, I'm not talking about a missile, you're prone to kill someone or hurt someone. Around 2 million people are living in this tiny coastal enclave in 40 square kilometers. And out of the 2 million people who live here, around 54% of the population are children under the age of 18. And you just can't imagine what would happen.
Okay, thank you so much, Ashraf, for joining us. Press TV's Ashraf Shannon joining us live out of Gaza there.